Good afternoon, and welcome to We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And it's really hot in here today. We're going to sound all dreamy because we can't expend any, we can't be our normal silly selves because if we, you know, move around or wave our arms or anything, the air conditioning's out here.
Yeah. So picture Reading in the summertime, 100 plus degrees, no air conditioner, no fan.
Just in case you're unfamiliar with our geography and you're listening online from somewhere else around the world, Reading is only 2 miles from the sun.
That's right.
So it gets really hot here.
I'll give you a tip, though, when it's hot like this. Turn the lights off, and your brain makes you think it's 15 degrees cooler.
That's right. We're sitting here. Oh, you know what? We could bring up pictures of polar bears on our screen while we're talking.
Oh, yeah. That's at least 5 degrees right there.
Oh, man. So anyway, we're in here in the dark. We're going to talk to our friends, Lyle and Jim. So it's the 25th of August when we're actually airing this the first time of 2019. Happens to be my birthday, and... So I'm one step closer to 60. I'm 58 this time. And so the perfect birthday song, of course, is the one that John Boehner used to do in the House of Representatives.
Yes.
This is your birthday song.
It doesn't last too long.
Hey. There you go.
There.
Why doesn't every restaurant in the world use that one, huh? It would be a lot less annoying.
Yeah, it'd make your dinner a lot better than listening to somebody's birthday song.
Nothing sets Bill off more than the birthday song.
Well, it would be okay if they sang, but they scream.
They scream and yell
and clap their little check things together, and come on.
But full confession,
so third grade.
If you're out with friends and Bill's there and Bill has to like go to the bathroom or something, the really fun part is to tell the waiter it's his birthday.
Yeah.
And then when they head for the table, he's like, no, it's not my birthday.
Oh, sure. It's fun for you.
And of course, we're all, no, he's lying. It never gets old either, which is just sad. And we know that.
No comment. I could go on and on about that.
So you can find everything about us at wethepeopleradio.us. You can get our phone numbers. You can get our email addresses. You can catch the archives for the last mostly almost 10 years. And got shows on all sorts of different stuff. If you would like some in-depth knowledge on China, South Africa, Islam, environmentalism, marijuana... Tons of stuff. But I've got those clustered on the top. So all the shows we've done and on veterans issues, actually, too. So I've pulled all those shows into headers at the top of the page so it makes it easier for you to search. Today is going to be like a part two from last week. We did a swift title change. We called it Witches, Warlocks, High Priests, and the Dark State.
That's a mouthful.
So pretty much we could talk about almost anything. It's mostly bad. We did play some good evil songs last week. There's some good evil songs out there. And so we've got Dr. Lyle Rapacki, and we have Jim Stockstill. They are conferenced in on the same phone calling us. So from a technical standpoint, we have reached a milestone here. just want to point that out.
Can I ask this question now?
Uh-oh, but you sound like you're 10 miles away from the conferencing line.
We are, and this is rather unique. But
go closer to the phone. You're too far away, Lyle. We seriously can't hear you. You're like, it sounds like you're in Lilliput.
Let me ask Bill because I know I won't get a real answer from Aaron. So, hey, Bill, can I charge the station for this phone call? I'm just asking.
I would.
Yes, you can. They're 3 months behind on their bills, but go ahead and send it on in, and we'll
and mail it to.
Obviously, they are, Bill, because the air conditioning turned off.
Ooh, should joke about those things. Sorry, Carl.
that explains why my $1.85 check is not here.
Okay. So Jim, you say something. Let's see if we can hear you better. we can hear Jim, but Lyle, you seriously, I mean, it's really hard when we try to say things that are serious because we're usually screwing around. But you do sound really far away from your phone. Are you close to your phone? Can you become closer?
Around my neck.
Can you become closer? Closer.
That's a little
closer.
No. Are you serious? You can barely hear me?
Yeah, you're pretty faint.
Oh, that's a little better, though. Yeah, I can hear you.
We've got your sound up full blast.
I'll talk to Bill.
He's got
I'll shoot some hand signs to her, and she'll
I thought you were going to shoot him to Lyle. I was going to say, we haven't invented that technology yet. But you know what? Actually, we've got our laptops up, so maybe the Chinese could pipe it over to you. Sure, I'm sure they're watching Bill through his camera there in his tablet. And the Russians. It's hard to know who's doing it. It's everybody doing it. Everybody's watching everybody.
Yeah, we got to cut him some slack. He's a little disappointed right now. So, you know, I told him that I was able to publish 25 white papers this past week.
Yeah. Back to the white papers.
He's a little, he's a little bummed out. You know, I had 25 staples and I've got them out. So it will go on my resume now that I'm, you know, doing white papers.
Jim goes out in a windstorm, opens up a ream of papers. Oh, there you go. There's my 500 white papers.
I am never going to talk about I am never going to do another white paper, and I'm not going to tell you all about it anymore.
No, I wouldn't.
I call them the Seinfeld papers. They're about nothing. Because there is nothing.
Oh, this is really a fun
one. Oh, you kids.
I'm hanging the phone up now. Good luck, Jim.
Well, the bad news is if you hang up, then doesn't Jim get disconnected? Isn't that how this chain...
It's like that bone he ties around his neck. He's got that phone around his neck now, so he can't go anywhere. So I'm good.
You can't beat a good tether. Okay, so you fellers, where do you want to start today? Because we talked about a lot of scary bad things last week, and today's part two of scary bad things, and we've got about...
Okay.
Let's see, we got about 3 minutes till our first break, so who wants to...
Okay, let me start something, and then I think Jim can pick right up on it after the break. We were discussing last week the deep state, dark state, and the difference, and there is a clear difference. I wrote a paper or two on them. You guys were gracious enough to post them so people can go and look at what at least my opinion of dark state, deep state is. Real quickly for listeners listening now, the deep state are people who are career people in the Washington, D.C. swamp, and they are so sophisticated. They know how to stop things. They know how to put paper or a file on the wrong tray, for instance. They can really gum up the works of government and have, and we've seen evidence of it these last couple of years. They're also so ensconced that they have developed their own power networks, and they really don't fear being exposed or having anybody criticize or correct them. The dark state is a whole different animal. The deep state people, in a lot of sense, work for the dark state. The dark state are the controlling globalists that are pulling all the strings to collapse sovereignties. The United States, for instance, the border, where we drop the border and we open it up, and the United States no longer has a sovereign border, Canada or Mexico, because the United States will become part of the North American Union, which will be one region. And so you take all the countries of the world and they put them into 10 regions. So no longer do we have sovereignty or nationalism. We have a global community, a one world government, and that's what's being fought over right now. So in talking about anything from the Supreme Court nominees to political nominees to Mr. Trump's legislative agenda, all of that is flying into the face of the globalists, and they are livid. Hillary was supposed to have been in, and by now she would have had a lot of the FEMA camps set up. She would have had people who were disagreeing with her and the globalist community either silenced in one form or another. We're seeing some of this happen on Facebook, on other medias where they're screening conservatives, screening Christians. They're not allowing them to post. And this is just the beginning of what's coming. So maybe I took us right to the break.
You mostly did.
Yeah.
We'll call it good.
I think maybe the reason we don't have any AC is they've targeted us as well and figured if they shut our air off, then we're off the air. You're going to have to hit a little harder than that, though.
Hey, wait a minute. Are they the ones making it 100 degrees out?
It could be.
Oh, what the heck?
Could be.
Yeah, the global warming is working against us today. We shouldn't have made fun of it so many times. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People, We the Sweaty People. We'll change it. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back.
Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
We finally found a song for you.
Okay, I want to say something, and then Jim's going to do it. But Aaron, it is your birthday today, correct?
Yeah, that's why we sang the birthday song, the shortest one ever.
I got it. No, I got it. And you don't look a day past 65. You really don't.
And here in the dark?
Really, seriously, Aaron. No, Aaron, really, seriously, don't. And second...
And she tells him.
You know something, the $1.87 check that still hasn't shown up. Keep it. There's your birthday. Go out and have some coffee.
And she tells me I have a face for radio. Come on.
Oh, man.
I just ran out to the car in the 100-degree heat to cool off so I could get a little fan that I knew that I had left in the car from the fair. I'm like, I got a little fold-out fair from who are these people? One of our local churches, God love them, they're on Alta Mesa Drive, and they handed out little fans at the fair, and I left it in the car. Bonus!
Yeah, that's...
Be quiet. Woman, take over.
We'll be fighting over that.
The woman with a beard at the fair is pretty neat, you know, if you want to go look at that person. But
hey, you've obviously been to our fair.
You don't have to pay to see that at our fair.
Yeah, that's just every day. You go to Winco for that. Speaking of Winco, there was someone there with tattoos on their face yesterday. Last night we went to the grocery, and there's somebody there with I should post that picture because I got to tell you, it was truly frightening.
I don't think you better do that.
Oh, probably better not? Okay. I'm taking this person's picture who has their hair shaved up the sides. I was having a hard time deciding if it was male or female, and then it had tattoos all over its forehead, which was a little bit and then it had pretty much everything on its face pierced. And as I'm taking the picture, they're giving me the evil eye. I was like,
they're gonna jump me in the parking lot.
I'm gonna have to caption that one while they catch you taking the picture of them in the grocery store. But, I mean, really and truly, why do you put a tattoo right across your... I mean, it wasn't like words across your forehead. It was like a... You know what it looked like? It looked like the kind of fencing you put around a garden.
It was lattice work.
Yeah, lattice work. That's the stuff. And it was really... It was like right across the... I mean, from like ear to ear, like over the top. I'm thinking, what? So I had to take a picture, and then I kind of got caught.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
Please, my relatives in Louisiana that are listening. This is an exaggeration. She has not been to Louisiana. It's not you, my cousin, she's talking about. So I want you to know. I'm on this show, but I don't agree with her on that.
That's why these shows are for entertainment purposes only, and the guests and the hosts are...
So you had them excited.
I forgot the disclaimer, but it's long.
Yeah, you had them all excited because you got Cajun air conditioning, and then you go mention half my relatives.
We are sliding.
I'm really glad you guys prepared for this show, but it's going to be harder to do than you thought.
It's a Seinfeld show.
So far, the show is about nothing.
It's followed my white paper. I think it is.
It's totally Lyle's fault. Every time Lyle gets on here, it turns into this.
I did want to start off with something that my good friend Bill, who loves birthdays, had to say last week. He said that as long as the economy is doing well, it serves as a distraction, and people are not really paying attention. And that I thought about that over and over, and I remember that a mutual friend of Lyle and I is a three-star general. And he had mentioned to me one time, he said, you know, the enemy always has a vote, and they always participate. But I looked and I thought about that, Bill, and I said, you know, evil never takes a day off. Everyone else may not be thinking about it, but the plans and the churning and what they want to do to destroy this nation, they don't take a day off. They continue, and with Ginsburg and the possibility of that taking place, I'm sure they're lining up a strategy, the monies, There were almost fist fights in the Senate confirmation hearing with Judge Kavanaugh last time. I think in the room behind the Senate chambers, there were almost fist fights. Lyle and I were talking beforehand. This will be a civil war like we've never seen.
Oh, man.
If this comes to pass. But we're just thinking that, you know, they don't take a day off, but something else just has irritated me. You look at the players, and we could go through it, and people wouldn't know half the names or half the organizations. What I'm disgusted at personally over the last month or so is all of the people that are in the deep state take marching orders from the dark state, and it's compartmentalized. So most of them don't even know who it is. They have a contact, and their funding comes in, and instructions are given. Well, these are very compartmentalized, all the way up to the final group of 300. Then it goes down to 30, and then down to 12 into the very, very pit of the dark state. But what I'm finding is in pulpits around the country, which, sadly enough, many of these are part of deep state. These are participants in the deep state. They are beginning to try and redefine socialism and to make it acceptable, and using the name of the Lord to say, well, he was a socialist. And just look, for example, when he fed 15,000 at one time and spread the wealth around the food, and he did it another time. And the early disciples had, you know, when they first started the church after his ascension, they started home groups, cell groups, and many of those people sold property they had, and they combined it into one. And so everyone had food and had places to meet, cell groups. And now we have these talking heads behind pulpits. They're just as evil as anyone else. And yet their wolves in sheep's clothing are now beginning to redefine for us, using scripture, what socialism is. And that's really what Jesus was all about. And I don't think that Jesus was all about socialism. I think it's just another part of that movement towards trying to turn this nation towards socialism and towards the open borders and open society, where the elite control our thoughts, the elite control the ideas, they control the food, they control the schooling, they control education, the judicial. So that's, you know, one piece of it. The others I can take, but when you have people standing behind pulpits in different either parishes or congregations or whatever ecumenical setting it's in, it's very disappointing to know an all-out effort to try and brainwash the people and convince them that socialism is the way to go. And what Bernie Sanders used to highlight as Venezuela, you never hear that anymore. That they changed that history. That he never said that. And you look at Venezuela now, and they can't probably eat, no diapers, no medication, and those types of things. So I wanted to make that one point of the deep state and the dark state, that the players that you will hear in the months and in 2020 that will come out not only in deep state, but as we discuss in a few minutes, more of the dark state arena where the pedophilia is going to surprise the people in the country.
Well, didn't
any thoughts on that, Lyle?
Yeah, didn't Bernie Sanders hold them up in the last election as a model of socialism, and here we are.
Yes, he did. Absolutely.
2-3 years later.
You know, with their Petrobras, some of the others, they are one of the wealthiest as far as oil reserves in that whole region, and yet it's squandered because you get a dictator. And then it shouldn't be surprising, and I don't know if it was Lyle or someone had sent me some information. I know, Aaron, you had mentioned it last time, with San Francisco and some of these major cities that have been ran by Democrats for so long have become just refugee sites for not only those coming across the border, but so many homeless. And you have needles and things like that, drug use. Lyle had mentioned or sent me some intel the other day that just stunned me, and I don't know if he wants to mention that, and then I'll follow it up, or Lyle, do you want me to talk about it, or Let me know.
Okay. Are we going to a commercial, or do we have a couple of more minutes?
No, we got a couple more.
I'll do this, and then Jim can finish up on it. I sent out an Intel report yesterday, or the other day, sorry. That's in the public domain. It's not classified. L.A. is now experiencing a very serious medical problem with leprosy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's geez. Right. I saw that.
I knew they had typhoid, but they got
typhus,
leprosy now?
Yeah.
They typhus. Have typhoid. They have typhoid. They have several other bacterial infections, skin bacterial infections, et cetera. But they are now battling leprosy. And this is just the beginning of what is coming, I believe, and I'm not into shock and awe and all that goofy stuff, but this is what's coming when you have rampant diseases that are not being checked because you have so much of illness, so many people who have no medical histories, who've not been to doctors their entire lives, and then on top of that, they're put together in streets or in communities where the atrocity is compounded without proper running water, proper hygiene, et cetera, et cetera. So now L.A. is experiencing leprosy, and it's going to be spreading. And we have these Democrat cities from Oregon to Seattle down to even San Diego, now L.A., San Francisco. And then you come into the inner parts like Houston, Texas, Chicago, and others. They're going to be experiencing problems along these lines that they have never had to deal with. Our nation has never, not just in a long time, but have never had to deal with these things. And it's part of what I think is going to be the storm of justice that is coming to this country to have this country decide all over again, who will you follow, man or God, government or God, individuals, institutions of the Lord. We have walked away from our constitutional, we have walked away from our foundation as a nation, as I've written and published and we talked about on the show. And so I believe we're now beginning to see just the beginning of what happens when you walk away and do things on your own. So the Lord says, okay, go for it.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, he turns it over to a reprobate mind. I had in 86, when I ran for office, was invited to the only leprosy colony still in the United States, and went there twice before they shut it down. And to see that and experience it is biblical proportions. And then to think that that is now crossing our border, and you can say it's happenstance or it's an intentional way to completely overwhelm us from a health standpoint, cost standpoint, and lives that will be taken by some of these viruses.
Where was that, Jim?
This was about 30 miles outside of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's called Carville, and it was the only location. And like I said, being a high person in the party, they invited me out twice from a standpoint of legislation, getting more funding for, it's called the Hansen's Disease Center. And they, of all things, they tested leprosy there with the people, but they had a large laboratory where they tested leprosy on armadillos. That's one of the animals that carries leprosy. But when Lyle told me that, I thought, you know, we're going back to biblical things now that this nation hasn't faced in a long, long time.
No so, kidding.
They eventually shut that down, moved those out of the country, and it converted into something else. But it's interesting, if you're sitting there trying to eat lunch in the midst of one of those facilities, the only facility, and your heart goes out for them, but at the same time, there's a certain fear.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
We've got to take a really quick break on this cheerful note. And bottom line is, for all those people who don't know what leprosy is, you could just bust out that old movie Ben-Hur and get a perspective on how sweet leprosy is.
Well, at that time, they were outcast. They couldn't come up around anyone. They had to shout, unclean, 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 if someone even approached them. So they had the cliffs and caves and places to stay in, back in those days. One other time, and we go break. I know that when Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses, she was struck by leprosy, and the whole camp had to wait for her for 7 days. She had to go outside the camp and wait by herself. And then once she waited those 7 days prescribed by the Lord, she came back in, was checked out, verified, and they could move on. But it was a you were excommunicated from the community, and to think something like that has been sent across the border and could spread. I know that they're trying to do everything they can to black it out and not let that information get out. But those are the things that we're dealing with an open border that the news doesn't want to report, besides the drug, besides the pedophilia and the drug trafficking, I mean the child trafficking, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
All right.
Not good. Well, on that happy note, we're going to have a little salute to capitalism. Everybody has 2 minutes to reconnoiter and look up leprosy and refresh their memory on how not awesome that is. And we'll be right back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Ana sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said? Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Go, Jim. It's a little mea culpa to your relatives after my harsh comments about the grocery store tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Good thing it's not on that radio, so that's, you know, it'd be a luxury.
I was looking on the break. I was looking for songs about leprosy, and, you know, there actually are some. They're parodies of Beatles songs, which I thought was pretty funny. I'll have to do a little more reconnoitering on that. How do you get rid of it?
How does leprosy, I mean, do they even have that in South America? I mean, are there places down there that have leprosy? How do we end up with that in L.A.?
You guys will remember a couple of years ago, I gave a classified briefing at the closed-door briefing at the Arizona legislature, and I brought two colleagues in to help me, and one was a nationally recognized medical expert. And we gave a closed door briefing to state leaders across the state, not just legislators, but educators, other elected officials, corporate leaders, community leaders. And the reason it was closed doors because I was releasing information to them about what was already coming across the border and the medical problems that were coming with them and how serious these were. We're not talking about just dysentery or lice or something like that. We were talking all these types of issues and how America's not prepared and how the CDC is not prepared and hospitals are not prepared and the increase in tuberculosis that forms that we have not even seen in this nation. And they're drug resistant. So all of this was discussed in a closed-door setting, and the report was secure. And then I think I sent it to you. It's rather somewhat long, but it was reclassified. It was opened up, and it was able to then go to the public. And I have since sent it out publicly a couple of different times all over so people could really start to look at this thing. There's a serious, serious problem that is already in the United States because enough of these people have come into the United States, and they've come from parts of the world that they've never seen doctors. There are no health records. There are no hygiene like we have, trainings. The conditions are beyond deplorable, and they have survived. Others in their communities have died. So those that are coming are the survivors because they've developed immunities to these very serious diseases. Diseases that Americans have never seen and our medical community has not treated. This is not just my opinion. These are really the stated opinions, the learned opinions of our medical experts. So there is a terribly, terribly serious problem here. Not only at the border, but now it's worked its way interiorly to the United States. And I got to tell you, I really don't know what the answer is. Somebody better step up and stop playing politics and start taking care of our nation.
Well,
we're in very serious trouble.
Is leprosy something that you have to just get it and then get treated, or do they actually have vaccines for leprosy?
Highly contagious. And there are treatments if you catch it in the extreme early stages, but what's happening in L.A. is that it has incubated and it has now manifested and it's already in somewhat late stages. So I don't know what the answer is, that I'll find out and I'll even email you back and let you know. But my understanding is what is now breaking out in L.A. is really nothing to laugh at, and I don't mean that in a funny way or in a pun. I mean, this is a very serious health problem, and they better get on it like yesterday. And even when they get on it aggressively, this is going to be an uphill battle because you've got people who are carriers, and you've got people who are contracted already, meaning they've already contracted, but it hasn't manifested.
Right,
so they'll spread. I'll spread it. I mean, this is a.
You can't bring somebody with leprosy into a hospital, infect everybody in the hospital.
That's why they had them out on 100 acres, way, way out. It was several layers of protocol to even get in.
Wow.
I think the Center for Disease Control with Lyell-Med, or even the World Health Organization, is if you look at those sites, or if you see the devastation of leprosy with missing digits and facial features, and it's not something you want to review, but it's a fact and it's out there. And how we treat or don't treat, that's just one part. And Lyle knows this. I had we live in Texas, and I think a lot of times they send these people to malls or they send them to airports, and they send them to areas where a lot of people transit. And this past December, I went to the doctor with, he said, we cannot detect what type of virus you have. You seem to have a virus we haven't seen before. And so it developed into a pneumonia, then double pneumonia. It took me almost 10 weeks, with three rounds of antibiotics and other things to fight something. They didn't know what it was. And that's just a simple, not just a sample of what can come up through the United States and what they're hoping with not only the cost of it, with people that are sick, that miss work, the economy, the cost of trying to control it, the cost of trying to come up with treatment. That's just one small aspect of what they're doing to target this country. As we said before, they are sending, Lyle calls them invaders, and I call them marauders, that are armed and they are well trained and physically fit. They bring with them women that have been abducted for the sex trade industry. They bring with them, as we talked about last week, children that are no relationship to them. And once these women, if they are able to get within the confines of security, and someone asking them, the border They tell them how many times they've been molested, just in transit from where they've come up, through some of those countries. So, this is an orchestrated effort, and it's amazing that these same Democrats under a previous administration had wanted a border, and they were very poignant about how they pointed out the dangers. Now they have looked and they see the dangers that are coming, but they also see, you know, sadly enough, potential votes. But it fits in with the orders that they're given, and that is there will be open borders. We're going to try, and you see the president fighting with the Federal Reserve regularly, even a gentleman that he appointed, doing everything they can to stop this economy from going forward. And we talk about how the Democrats want a recession for 2020. So when you put all of that together, it takes a lot of strategy. It takes a lot of financing. It takes a dark and evil heart to try and do that to a nation that is the most generous nation on the face of the earth. Whenever there's a disaster, we're the first ones to give. Whenever it's natural or whether it's the terrorist attacks,
right,
we always respond as the American people. And yet they do not like that. They want to see their form of government and their form of thinking so that as people now want free everything, that you rely on the government for everything, on what to eat. They tell you what to eat. I think the last administration was trying to eliminate, you know, soda pop. And
yeah, they were the lunch
whatever,
boys.
Yeah. It's just whatever they want you to eat, what they want you to drive, the climate, you know, environment, control and tip and those other things. So people look and say, really? Is that really going on?
Yep,
it
all day.
An hour to list out some of these names and the people involved and the funding involved, and people are shocked, even people that you think that are in the know.
Hey, Jim, let's hit some of that when we come back, because honestly, if you guys are good for it, we should name names. People ought to know who we're talking about, because honestly, CNN isn't going to tell them. Well, actually, CNN's a good place to start, because most of them are contributors. So
yeah,
we'll take a break.
Anyway, got to take a really quick break. We'll be right back with our guests, Dr. Lyle Rapacki and Jim Stocksdale. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. So Bill was kind of curious. Do you guys think they're doing that on purpose?
Sending people across the border that are infected.
Absolutely.
To bring us down?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Holy
That's mackerel. Part of the whole plan. You want to bankrupt the nation, and you want to devalue the dollar and all the other stuff. It's not one. It's a plethora of things that they have planned. So you have sex trade involved. You have pedophilia involved. You have sacrifices involved. You have these militants that come in, and they're dispatched to particular cities, MI-13 and others that the president's talked about. When they come across the border, it's not like we say in Texas, a cow at a new gate. They know that this group is heading to Detroit and joining that cell. This group is heading to Houston, and they will be set up with weapons. And so these are militias that are all around the country. So when they come across the border, they have a strategy and they have a plan. This is not happenstance. The diseases is just part of it. the pedophilia and some of the others. I want to say this, that I know that this Jeffrey Epstein, quote-unquote, committed suicide. And we know that in the past, with particular people that ran for president and had a large foundation, that there was a body trail of people that were set to testify against them and never made it to court. And I guess I think of the young man that had two bullets in the back of his head, and he was robbed in Washington, but he still had his wallet and his watch on his wrist. So it's ironic that he was a robbery victim. But I want to say this, when you start naming names, it is a serious business, and you can jeopardize family, you can jeopardize friends. So let me say this, and I want to read this from one of my presentations by prefacing this to say, a culture doesn't change. You may change the pieces of the players, but the culture that's prevalent does not change. And I'll say this, being from South Louisiana, most of my relatives are Catholic. My mother was Catholic. My dad, who knows what he was. So when I mention this, with over a billion members of the Catholic Church, I'm not talking about the Catholic Church, the people, that there are many millions of them that love the Lord, that serve the Lord faithfully, that honor him, going to heaven. These are great and wonderful people. What I'm about to read does not indict them because they're good people. This is the very top echelon. But this goes back to 2016, and I want to read this, and you kind of get your feedback, Aaron and Bill. It said, Jesuit Superior General Adolf Pinchon, also known as the Black Pope and addressed as Father General, announced suddenly this week that he will resign from his office as the next general at the next General Congress of the Jesuits. This was October 2016. Pinchon is the third top Vatican official to resign while in office after being prosecuted by the ICLCJ, that is the International Common Law Court of Justice, for crimes against humanity. Former Pope Benedict Joseph Ratzinger abdicated on February 11, 2013, barely 2 weeks before this group, the Court of Justice, found him guilty of complicity in child trafficking and murder. Another primary defendant in the same case, Vatican Secretary of State Bartone, also resigned after the verdict. Similarly, a criminal lawsuit being conducted by the Common Law Court of Justice in Brussels that commenced in 2014, several witnesses gave their deposition in the court, claiming that they witnessed Pinchon participate in child rape and sacrifice rituals connected to the notorious Jesuit-run Ninth Circle, a satanic cult within the Vatican, during the years 2009-2010. Then on October 14, 2016, Reverend Sosa was elected by the 36th General Congregation to lead the largest Catholic male religious order. And like the Pope, the Jesuit Superior General is elected for life. So you have the top three people within the Vatican, the Black Pope side, that resigned or pleaded guilty to the International Court, Judicial Court, for pedophilia, child sacrifice, and murder, meaning the sacrifices were deceased after the process. This is just one part. This is just one element that makes up, like an octopus, the different arms that reach out for this dark state. These are institutions that people look at. It's its own nation within Italy. It is powerful. It has its own bank. And we can see in the United States and some of the cities where they have indicted 30, 40, 50 different priests over several year period of time for sex abuse and other things. So that's just one look at the pedophilia that's involved, the child trafficking, and the sacrifices and the murder that is part of all of this. There are others. Lyle, if you want to take up a few of the others, you're welcome to take it.
Well, just real quickly, I'm going to follow on what Jim says. Starting Monday, starting tomorrow in U.S. District Court in Colorado, a massive lawsuit will begin, and it's against the Knights of Columbus. And the charges that are now going to federal court, and the trial starts tomorrow, are racketeering, fraud, deception, and theft, among some other charges. There are, I'm looking at the charges, I'm looking at the article that was filed with the court. This lawsuit is unbelievable. It is massive, it is serious, and it's going to be far-reaching, and it is going to, there's going to be a lot of names brought forward. Insurance companies are involved in this. The fraud that has occurred for, I don't know how many years, I haven't read the full petition, but the fraud, the alleged fraud that has occurred, the numbers of people, the racketeering of funds and people and organizations, this will be a very, very revealing trial that begins tomorrow in U.S. District Court in Colorado. So that falls right in line with what Jim's just reading and talking about. And I'll go a step further. They're not alone. Boy Scouts are involved in their own set of pedophilia. Different other church denominations that I'm aware of right now, there's three additional church denominations that are involved separately from what we've already named. And so when we talk about a storm of justice coming to this country, what we're talking about is a storm that is without precedent, that will reveal the deep, deep, dark, hellacious, diabolic schemes of the enemy to remove this nation from a covenant that was made at our founding and to remove us from our Judeo-Christian foundations. And it's been going on for a very long time.
And on that note, Lyle, we have to take a break for the news. I'm sorry, and we'll come back.
Okay.
I want to pick this up on the other side because
we're doing it.
It's
in 8 seconds. You're listening to We the People. Join us online. WePeoplerAdio.us.
Good job, Bill. Yeah, something like that.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the second half of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And it is August 25th, 2019. Just for your reference. And we're here with Dr. Lyle Rapacki and Jim Stockstill. You can find everything about the program along with our archives and all sorts of good stuff at wethepeopleradio.us. Okay. Keep the fun to a minimum. That was 55 seconds of fun. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, back to you.
All right. Bill, you were going to lead us off.
Well, I was just, we were talking about the issues with the Catholic Church, the Boy Scouts, I'd like to kind of expand on that a little bit. It's not just the Catholic Church where these problems exist. I mean, they're everywhere. They're in every denomination.
You're correct, Bill. You're absolutely correct. The Baptist Convention. There's over 650. That have been named involved in pedophilia cases. The Baptist Convention.
God, does everybody have a pedophilia department? I mean, school? You know, look at you. You got the rubber room for the teachers who've been doing inappropriate things. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, sad state of affairs.
You need comfort areas. You got triggers, and you need a comfort animal, and you got this type of stuff.
And then you got the pedophilia wing.
Yeah, it's a gee.
I mean, did we just not? Okay, so we're all old. Was this just not happening as much when we were kids? Did we just not talk about it? I'm kind of guessing we didn't talk about it. But, I mean, is this becoming, just based on the research you guys have done?
Yeah, is this a new phenomenon? Or
is it more prevalent? Just been there and we hear about it more? Or?
I'll let Lyle give you the intel point. I will always go back to Scripture and to my foundation. the Bible tells us that in the latter days, and we feel that we're in those times, that evil will become worse and worse and more reprobate is the word Romans uses. God says, you know, that he has no choice but to turn them over to a reprobate mind because they have left the natural man, you know, woman, male, female, and went other ways. And he says once they started down that pathway, he said, you know, man has free will, and I've turned him over to a reprobate mind. We haven't even gotten into the area that has made the news in the last year or two of bestiality, that people that have been arrested that happen to like their pet more than they should, which is, you look at it and it's nauseating, and you want to turn the page and act like it's not there. But that is becoming more prevalent as you see more and more people that have a different gender identification, more and more people that choose a different alternate lifestyle, that's not enough for them. Then what's the difference between that and trying something even different? The Bible calls it a different flesh. So you get involved with bestiality. I think, Bill, that, you know, at one time, and I teased last week about Andy and Mayberry, that there were things that went on during those days, but I don't believe it was to the depth of wickedness and evil that we see today.
Well, I don't think back then it was, you know, obviously it wasn't talked about, but I don't think it was really tolerated by society, and there were consequences if you went down that road, and they were public.
Well, for heaven's sakes, I mean, okay.
They were public consequences.
Now there are people who consider themselves to be furries, and they wear tails, and they dress up like animals, and they're...
That's a gender in California, by the way.
Yeah, by the way. And they have a thing called FurCon. It's like Comic-Con, but for people who think that they're actually animals. Yeah, and at a college, a certain college in California, Humboldt State, that will remain nameless, Humboldt State, they had to ban wearing tails on the college campus because it was becoming such a problem.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
How do you even explain that?
Yeah, you can't.
Dear mom and dad.
You know, I think today. Back in the day, they you didn't dare come out with stuff like that because you knew what kind of a consequence.
You couldn't go for college wearing a tail.
Yeah, I mean. Uh-huh. Society was going to flat reject you. But today, I think you're right, Jim. I think we have devolved into a society where anything is okay. If it feels good to you, it's okay. And you can't say anything. Criminy, I can't even say brown out without being a racist. I mean, it's...
Think about where we went. I mean, we were in the 60s and Woodstock and LSD and all the drugs, and you know, it was the peace movement, and people thought it was the end of the world. Then he was coming. You moved into then the 70s after kind of the edge of Vietnam and that era. The different trends that we have seen over the years has been nothing like what is now accepted. I think part of that is we have everything instant, as we talked about last week.
Yes.
When that person held an officer hostage, he was trying to live stream on his iPhone or whatever phone he had to Facebook. Is that we get news so fast and so instantly, and people are now, when in high school for us to be really bad, I mean, we were really bad, we would get four or five of us together and park in a van and drink beer, and it was like, oh man, if we get caught drinking this beer, we're really bad. You know?
and you were out of control.
You know, we were out of control. It was so. I think it has migrated exactly from Scripture and the Bible. It says that what people used to think about as being bad is now it's so ingrained in them through different outlets that they do. The children. They play different games. There's always an argument over the video games and other things. Some of the television movies. But what was accepted in our day, nowadays, They think that you did what? You wouldn't drink beer and you think that was cool? We have legalized marijuana, which at that time, if you smoke pot, you're like, you were a pothead, you were a hippie. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Lord,
you're over there
in another group of those hippies. So, you know, we have gone through those times. The sad part is, it always is accurate to know from the one that created all things. It said, and they'll get worse and worse. We're not experienced the worst of it yet.
No.
Not only from a individual standpoint, but just look at what we have seen from the type of mobs that have gone out and torn up cities and wrecked businesses, and those that are supported now, and the president is determining whether Antifa is a terrorist organization. The different sleeping cells that are here from sleeper cells that are here from other nations that are waiting for their cue. The United States is sitting on a time bomb because we have ignored a lot of those things, and past administrations were part of, you know, when one president said 1,000 points of light, he meant it. He meant one world government, one group. And that particular president happened to be with another president down in Haiti when they were, you know, money that was supposed to go for the earthquake. You know, there are videos out, and I think there's a intel person on his phone that provided me information on actually seeing these people participate in voodoo ceremonies and some of the other things that come along with that. So when you have leaders such as that, or former leaders such as that, it comes all the way down from the top, all the way to Main Street of the debauchery that is now accepted compared to what we did when we were growing up. But it's there, and we have to face it.
Yeah, and it's...
Lyle has said, we're at a war, Bill. This is literally a tipping point in a war for the soul of this nation. Do we continue going downhill in the way of... I don't think Venezuela. I personally, being a historian, I look at Rome, and the greatest military on the face of the earth was destroyed from within because of the debauchery. Is do we follow that, or do, in this short break that we have, Lyle called it Cyrus, it's from Ezra and Nehemiah, do we have, during this time, a short pause to try and collectively get our breath, look at what's happening, and evaluate to say, you know, this is wrong, and it's time for the sleeping giant. I know Tojo said that after Pearl Harbor. He says, I'm afraid that we have awakened a sleeping giant. And our prayers with the church and others are that this sleeping giant called America, and with so many good people in this country, you know, we sometimes get into this and think they're in the majority, but they're not.
But they're not. Yeah, they really are not.
Yeah.
They are the minority, thank goodness.
People and decent people, and they won't. But we've stayed silent too long, and we thought if we just didn't get involved. And you find out, and I'll leave it with this, let Lyle go. I mean, if you wear some particular candidate's hat and you get beat up or you get refused service, you get spat on, there's a lot of people that look and say, you know, I don't want to get involved because you'll get hurt or your name will be trashed or you might, you know, lose your job because you happen to support the wrong party. The dividing line is pretty clear when they won't serve police officers at some restaurants. And, of course, the manager gets fired. They write nasty notes on the receipt. So we're at a tipping point. Our moral compass is no longer the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we need voices of people that will stand up and say, you know what, that's not right.
We're not going to go for that. And I think most people are not in favor of that sort of thing, but they don't know what to do. We have to take a really quick break. We're going to come back with our guests, Dr. Lyle Rapacki and Jim Stockstill. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
When they move into your neighborhood, they take over but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
We'll be right back. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
That was the closest I could get to a song about hell.
Oh, that was good.
So there you go. All right, Lyle.
Before I flip this over to Lyle, let me list a few names your audience can look on their own in Google, rather than me list out a few names. There's a lot of organizations, but if they look at, just Google the Committee of 300, the other is the Black Nobility.
The Black what?
The Black Nobility.
Nobility, L-O-B. Okay.
Yeah, the Nobility. The Olympians, O-L-Y-M-P-I-A-N-S. Foundation X. And certainly you will get about a million hits if you hit Illuminati in there.
And what was the first one?
The first one was the Committee of 300.
Committee of 300.
I will give you a religious lesson in 20 seconds. When God set up his kingdom and he has certain structure and certain organizations, people think it's clouds and little cherubs floating around. Actually, it's a government. It's a kingdom. And he has different departments. He has different, just like any other government would. And when you have 12 disciples, or Sanhedrin had 70 people in it. I know that the Mormon Church, which is another one to go look at the top levels of the Mormon Church, they have disciples. And under their disciples are 70 elders. Is that evil, or say Satan? He's not original. He's a copycat. He takes what the pattern he saw before and he duplicates that. So that isn't his kingdom of darkness, the realm of darkness, but on earth also that you'll find groups of 300, which more fit the Senate in Rome, but you'll find groups of 70 disciples that have 12, the next one being the 13th, being the 13 bloodline families. And it goes back to a term that is a whole other subject, is called the Nephilim, and it's out of Genesis. But there is structure, there's organization that is in darkness above. The Bible says in Ephesians that we war against spiritual principalities and powers in spiritual heavenly places, so the second heaven. So just look up some of those names, and they will get an idea of the depth and the width and the worldwide expansion of this group. And they literally have trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars at their disposal. There's nothing they can't afford. There's no laboratories they can't set up. There's no islands they can't buy. There's no dictator they can't buy. So this is, for those that watch television, maybe the closest thing I can tell them as a comparison is James Bond and Spectre. Just think of Spectre, and it's a bad comparison, but that's about the nearest thing that you can correlate to this one world organization with so many affluent and influential people that think nothing about life. They want their agenda accomplished, and they will accomplish it, and they leave no loose ends. So,
well, and just in case people are listening while they're driving or doing something else, actually I put all of those on the website. I listed it under discussed on today's show. And I also added the article that that Lyle sent me about the leprosy. So that's also on the page today.
Oh, that would be great. Thing. Lyle? Is Dr. Rupaki still with us?
Uh-oh. Arizona? Arizona? Are you still on the line?
Uh-oh.
he's literally in the cone of silence. Get smart, got him.
Yeah.
Well, back to you, Jim.
he thinks he's talking. So I don't know what he's saying right now, but it's probably good stuff. Bill, I interrupted you, Bill, when you were asking a question, and I wanted to follow up on that.
I'm still a little bit flabbergasted by the names and organizations of people that are involved in all of this. It's kind of mind-boggling that this kind of activity has infiltrated so many organizations, and it's accepted. I mean, it's you know, back in the day, this stuff, maybe it was around, but it was
deep, really deep a dirty little secret. And now it's like, now they have whole islands dedicated to it, and you fly there on a plane, and it's got a name. And
gosh, when I was in high school, and it wasn't all that long ago, I couldn't even go to an R-rated movie. I mean, and now you turn on the television, and hell, half the movies on TV are R-rated, and it's piped right into your house. You know, we used to.
Well, just if I could, let me throw something out here. On
Lyle, you're back.
Yeah.
Hi.
I took a nap. going back to Epstein, it just came out again the other day, but some of us who've been tracking this stuff for a year or so, it's not really a surprise. The surprise is that it's starting to come to the surface, and I'm glad. They just uncovered that a modeling agency in France provided over 1,000 girls to Epstein.
Holy cow.
They named the name. It's all in the public. This is not me. It's not my opinion. It's all out there. And this is what we're talking about, is you're going to begin to see, we believe, the revelation of just how deep and far this diabolical, this demonic activity has been worldwide to service the elites, to service the power brokers. This is their fun and games, part of their fun and games, buying islands and whatever's, that's their thing, because they have a lifestyle that there's no way we can relate to. They really don't care about us. They don't care about the Constitution of the United States, et cetera. They don't. They're already well down the road, they think, to provide an alternative form of government for the world community. And in some ways, they are pretty far down the road. They've gone a long ways. And I don't know if we're going to play catch up, to be honest with you. But the networking, the amounts of money, the depth that this goes, the sophistication level, I think is going to, and then, of course, the names of people, is going to be just a shocker. It's not going to be a surprise. It's going to shock people. But it doesn't stop there with just the Epstein thing. Like we've talked about the Baptist Convention, the Catholic Church, the Boy Scouts. I mean, we can start going down other names of organizations. The storm of justice is going to come and reveal the degradation that has happened to this country since the United States and many, many, many of its leaders have made a decision to walk away from our founding principles, to walk away from our Judeo-Christian heritage and foundation. And so we've been turned over to a secular, demonic form of being, and that's trying to influence the final push to go ahead and do away with any resemblance of the United States as it was founded. Would you agree with that, Jim?
Absolutely.
And so what we're beginning to see now is that the Lord is revealing just how far these tentacles have gone. And I will tell you, it will cause you to be extremely sobered. It is frightening. It will be frightening when you begin to see this, when you begin to see the evidence, not just the opinions. We're not talking opinion here. We're discussing evidence that that will be, some of it's already public, and a lot of it will very shortly. And some of it's already becoming public as we even speak. Like I said, the French modeling agency that we've known about, the recruiting areas for girls and all that for a while. Jim and I have talked about it, so have others. But just Friday it came out, and they named the agency, and 1,000 girls. And we're talking as young as 12. And these were girls that were primed and trained to service the elites. Are you with me? Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
unfortunately.
I don't want to be pessimistic, but I find that oftentimes when you're dealing with these people that have this much money and power, they're able to suppress. And I mean, you look at the Epstein thing. When he committed suicide, all of a sudden the FBI was raiding his island. Why weren't they at the island when he was arrested? Why did they wait until after he committed suicide to go down there and start collecting evidence? They're not going to find anything. And if they do, I believe that a lot of that's going to be suppressed because of who it involves. I don't know that they'll, they'll be able to bring it out in the open. What's your thought on that?
2 days before his death, Billy changed his will also, which is amazing that before this suicide or whatever it was, he changes his will, and it's done in such a way, me reading through it, not being an attorney, that it makes it very, very hard for any of the victims to be able to ever see any of that money.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, those kinds of moves are possible because they have so much money and power. And then, just like so many times in the past, it just is kind of lost in the ether and nobody brings it up again. And I think people are kind of tired of that. It's got to be brought out.
All right, fellas, we've got to take a really quick break while we all... Everybody took a deep breath at the same time. Everybody's. Oh, wow, we're all taking a deep breath. Take a fast break. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
I can try. And as I roll along, I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem. I want to turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I'll find with everyone.
Thought you'd change the weather. Start a little storm, make a little rain. But I'm gonna do one better. Hide the sun until you pray. Looking for a soul to take. You're gonna see me coming by the selfish things that you did. I'm gonna leave you guessing how this funnel is gonna hit. I'm a tornado. Looking for a man to break.
The Jeffrey Epstein theme song there. that's probably what he, probably what God played when he shot him past the gates. By the way, Jeffrey, we wrote a little song for you. Okay, so we have somehow we've almost. I mean, we're like in the last couple segments of the program. Bill was looking at the clock. He's like, how does this happen every time? You guys are like our time travelers. You know, on the day when it's 100 degrees outside and we have no air conditioning in the building, we should always have you guys on. Time goes so much faster.
It's a bummer, but the sad part is it's a fact and it'll get worse.
Yeah.
It is getting worse.
Wish it away. But you can't wish it away. I was telling Lyle during the break, we haven't got into... room 322, which, if you know that, is Skull and Bones. And you know, these people, you look at John Kerry and Bush, that hate each other supposedly. But once a year, they all get together with the members and have a huge, dinner together. It's one club. There may be different parties, but it's one club and they have the one goal and they're still, even though they're powerful, they're puppets. The people above them are so much more powerful. And it's hard for us to imagine that someone would actually be able to control a president or a particular party or both parties or United Nations, the Federal Reserve, and the National Monetary Fund, and you could go on and on. So it's a lot to grasp, and it's probably a lot for people to even believe. Like, are these guys crazy or is this actually true? If it's true, it's saddening. And it's like, what do you do about it? I think what Bill keeps saying is, what do we do? Because they can cover it up. And last week, Bill, I'll give you the same answer. And my only hope is in the Lord. It's not in these people. I know, and I'll give you one example. Turn over to Lyle. When Israel was surrounded and they were about to be destroyed by Sennacherib, God sent an angel in, and that night killed 185,000 of his troops. And the next day he left and went back home, and that night his two sons killed him. But God always sent confusion among the troops that were there to overwhelm Israel, and they would be Midianites by hundreds and thousands against just a handful of Israelites. And God would cause them confusion. They'd start killing each other. And by the end of the night, the Israelis would look and all their enemies were gone because God had sent confusion. My hope and prayer is that not only do we have good and decent men and women that will stand up and speak, and good American people, the movement that made, I think, Trump into the White House called Deplorables and Irredeemables, but there is still a God in heaven that we're accountable to and controls the fate of nations. And, Lyle and I were looking at Psalms 2 one time, and you know, if you look at that, he says, I rule the nations, and I'm in control. So sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but you know, that's the faith that we hold on to.
Well, and also, I think when a lot of this starts coming out, you know, the rats are going to flee the ship. There's no honor among thieves, and everybody's going to want to be saving their own skin. And I'm just hoping somebody steps up and starts naming names. And
well, if they don't, Bill, they can always get hired by CNN, as they just hired.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. They always have a spot over CNN as long as the network's there. I gave a prophecy about a year and a half ago that one of the networks would no longer be in the next couple of years, and I didn't know who it was. I just gave a prophetic word. CNN is helping me fulfill that, so I won't be stoned.
Yeah, so, you're like, the Communist News Network deserves to go.
Yeah,
that's Aaron McCabe. What a good idea.
Yeah, there's
some of the things they do.
It's like they have, you know, I mean, back in the olden days, they would say, they have no shame. And we would joke about it, but honestly, they have no shame.
These guys, big figure dollars to go on there and just talk trash with no backup. It's amazing. So, Dr. Rupacki, I'm working on more white papers now. You got anything?
I am not going to discuss white papers again with any of you.
It's too late.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
Yep. Lyle White Paper Rupacki. That's what we got.
Oh, nice. Nice birthday, girl. Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's my present today. I'm sharing it with you.
I don't know where you want to go in the closing minutes. The assaults that we're witnessing against this president is part and parcel of what we've been talking about in this show, insofar as there is a movement to collapse the United States. And anyone who stands for what the United States was founded on is an enemy of the world government. And they will take whatever steps they need to eliminate you. And that's what they're trying to do with Mr. Trump. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. Does he walk on water? Absolutely not. But he is a fighter. He is a street fighter. And we have not had that in an American presidency in a very long time. Probably the one that came the closest to it, and he was still very polished, was Ronald Reagan. But Trump is no Reagan in that sense. Trump is a street fighter from New York. And anything less than that, this country would have already folded.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have is a window. I think Jim may have said that earlier. I know we've written on it and published it nationally. We have a window. We have an opportunity here, a very narrow window, to make some decisions as a nation and as individuals. All of this that we've been talking about today is being exposed. It is coming out. It's dribbling out. It will start to pick up speed. People will be absolutely stunned at the reality of it. This is not opinion. This is not conspiracy theories and crapola like that. This is all based on hardcore intelligence and hardcore facts. And as it begins to unfold, I think there will be a lot of shock and awe, because there's going to be a lot of elected officials that are involved, past and present. One of my colleagues said about a year ago, as this becomes known, there are going to be a lot of empty seats in Congress and throughout the United States. Somebody could run for office unopposed, there's going to be a lot of empty seats. And we giggled at it a year ago, only in the sense that there are that many, and I won't get into the numbers right now, but the numbers are staggering of people that are involved in high crimes and misdemeanors. Let's put it that way. And I think as we begin to see this unfold, it's going to be so sobering that really people are going to have a choice to make all over again. And that's really one of the cruxes of what's taking place is who are they going to serve? Who are they going to submit to? And the word submit, and I'm a wordsmith, if you go back and look at the original meanings of words, the word submit means to cooperate. So, you know, our society is so dumbed down and so politically correct and violating so many terms that have been brought us to where we are, that when it's told at the marriage ceremony, wives submit to your husbands. Oh man, people go crazy. They are hot.
Yeah.
What's being said is wives cooperate with your husbands. That's what that means, to submit. And then it says husbands submit unto the Lord, mean cooperate unto the Lord. So we don't even understand the words that we're attacking nowadays because we're not being taught like we used to 50, 60 years ago. So I think once we see this storm, which has already begun and it's coming, Jim and I have talked about it. It's already been released, but there's nothing compared to what's coming in the next 6 months, 7 months.
In the last couple of weeks, it's come out that there are quite a number of lawmakers that aren't going to run, that aren't going to re-up their term. Do you think that's because of this or because they don't want to be involved in the fight? They just don't. They don't feel that they're getting anywhere. There's no cooperation, so they're walking away from it. But I wonder if some of that isn't – they don't want to get caught.
Well, let's face it. We had a whole rash of people who bailed out when the whole Me Too thing started. Anybody who had a skeleton in their closet like that was like, well, I think I'm going to not run. Yeah.
Yep.
And so that was a wave out. But I'll tell you what, we're going to have to get, you know, I mean, I would really encourage people in elected office who actually care about this and are the good guys, they're going to have to hang through this. We need them.
Oh, yeah, the good ones have to stand.
And the citizens need to support them.
Yeah, but with great respect, Aaron, and I think you and I have talked about this over the years now, because I think I've been on the show enough over.
And just a program note, it did not take me years to understand whatever this is. Okay, go ahead.
But I think I'm going to respectfully disagree with you and say it's going to take more than the good guys fighting through this.
Oh, yeah.
We need the good guys to get off their duffs and start to speak.
Absolutely.
I'm fed up with these Republicans that just don't say a word because they don't want to upset who knows whom. Well, then get out of office. What we need are leaders, not managers. And we have a whole group of managers in Congress. We don't have leaders. And so we also need
the people in their districts to step up and show up. Because honestly, when they go out in public, they literally are being thrown to the lions. And all the good people go, yeah, I don't want to be involved in all that. You know, so they just hang back.
I published a while back, I'll send it to you again, 5 questions. That's what I posted.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
5 questions.
You should
ask your elected officials. And it's taken a couple of years, but now I have a couple of districts where what they have done is they ask those 5 questions of the people running for office. And I will send them to you again if you wish, and you can post them.
Yeah, because I don't remember what program they're on, but I'll put them on the page for today. That'd be great.
That's perfectly fine. But 5 questions that you should start asking. And I don't care what the person's running for, from dog catcher to city council to governor. Or president, these 5 questions should be asked of each candidate, and you should hold them accountable for their answers. And I'll tell you, this is going to sort out a lot of people, people who are running. It'll sort out a lot of their campaign gunk because they all sound good when they're running, but they don't follow through. But when you ask these 5 questions, it will separate out those who are very serious versus those who are just looking for another thing to do.
Absolutely. We've got to take a really quick break. If you send that to me on the break, I'll post it.
Oh, okay. I'll see if I can do it.
Yeah, no pressure, love. We've just got a little commercial here.
I've got 2 minutes.
You got 2 minutes. I'm playing a long song coming back, though.
Thank you.
You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone. Surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
Is that enough time for you, Lyle?
Thank you, ma'am. I just sent them to you. You should. They're running over there as fast as they can, so you can get them.
Those little electrons just arrived.
See?
Those little electrons.
My little guys are trained. They're fast.
You got it going on. Well, I thought the voice of truth would not only give you some extra time, but it's a really good song, and at the end of the day, that's really what needs to happen.
Yes, ma'am. So you got my five questions.
I do.
Thank you. If you'll post those, and people really need to start stepping up because we're losing our nation. And if they think that that's conspiracy talk and goofy talk and all that, well, you know, good. I don't have the.
And switch back over to CNN. Huh? Okay, so really, really swiftly, and the detail is behind these. But first question: what is the proper role of government? And the second one: as an elected public official, you will be required to take an oath to uphold and preserve the Constitution. When was the last time you took a serious look at the Constitution, and can you identify one or two areas where the Constitution is being violated today? We probably don't need to ask that because that's pretty easy. That last part, I mean. What are your views about public debt? Well, that's a great one. What is your opinion of using debt, and how should it be extinguished? What is your view on unalienable rights stated by Jefferson in the Declaration? And the last one, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And
there you go.
There you have it.
And you'll notice under each of the questions I gave a little brief answer from my perspective. But I think, again, as people begin to stand up and start to ask these, and actually, and we should very rarely demand, we should make requests in our society, but this is one of the times that I tell people when I go out and speak, you need to demand these answers from these people running for office. I'm fed up with people who just want to get into office to further their own resume. We're losing this nation, and we're about to go into the fourth quarter of a heck of a game that there's only going to be one winner. And if we don't stand up, we're going to lose. The powers against us are formidable, extremely formidable. And they're counting on us to be pusillanimous, meaning wishy-washy, and afraid, and to not stand. So let me close with that. Jim's going to go ahead and share some things. Well, thank you guys very much.
I was just, when you asked those questions today, one of the thoughts that came to my mind is, you know, you look at Joe Biden, you look at some of the Democrats, whatever the wind blows today is the answer they're going to give you. And it is amazing that we don't hold people accountable. You were opposed to this a few years ago, and now you're for it. And then the tide changed, and now you're for it again. It's almost like Kerry when he flip-flopped. I was for it before I voted against it when I was for it. It's some crazy thing. So we have politicians that they have no actual beliefs in anything other than themselves and what will get them elected or reelected. So it's sad to know that's the state we're in, and it's a reality. But happy birthday. Lyle said 69. I would say probably 45.
74.
See, that's how it's being misconstrued. construed right there. I didn't say you looked any day past 69. Yeah,
that's what I said. Don't put words in his mouth, Jim.
Hey, I'm almost at that part. What is it? You know, when I'm old, I'll wear purple. Spit on the sidewalk. I think there was some other stuff involved.
Well, I would sing happy birthday to you, but then that would be an extra $1.85 for...
Well, and nobody's going
to... I would pay
even though he turned out to be a complete dunce, he's, Boehner still had the best birthday song. He's shortest, swiftest.
Bill, one thing about saying it's not your birthday, you do want the cake. Is, you know, if they get cheesecakes, I'm like, I'll bring the cheesecake, sing the song.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
Funny how that works. Well, you guys are spread all over the world today, and so we appreciate you figuring out how to make this all work. You're in Arizona and Texas, and I don't know. Are you both, you're still in, one's in Arizona, one's in Texas today, right?
Yeah.
And through the miracle of technology, we figured out how to conference call you all.
Aren't we smart?
You know what? That was the miracle of technology, because that miracle doesn't come every day. We've had miracle failure many times over the years.
With the AC, you're a trooper. Both of you.
It's actually cooling.
No AC.
It's actually, oddly enough, feeling like it's cooling off. Ashley said it was only 80 in here. So it's mostly like kind of like Hawaii a little bit. Bill's wearing kind of a Hawaiian shirt. I didn't really think about that. It's Bill's fault.
I dressed appropriately.
Let's blame Bill.
Let's be real. It's
birthday, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, Bill did it.
It's 84 in here. Let's be accurate. Almost 85.
Hey, so what's that?
I think I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to go jump in the pool out here.
So. Yeah. Well, I got to say, there's you've given people plenty to think about, honestly, and quite a bit to read. I've linked all of your articles and all of those things on today's page. And for the people who feel like you came in halfway through a movie today, we did a show with these guys last week. So you kind of did. And if the white paper's joke doesn't mean anything to you, listen to last week. And you'll be able to joke around about Lyle, too.
I don't think it's funny.
Better late than never, eh?
Just for the record, Dr. Lyle's not pleased.
It's so unfortunate We the People doesn't come with a safe space.
I am going to go into my little therapy corner right now because I'm upset.
That's nice. As long as you're not wearing a tail.
No.
Because the FurCon has already passed. Apparently it was in Sacramento. And wow. Apparently there were people all over the place wearing like animal head, you know, like, you know, what do you call them? Those little headbands and tails and stuff.
Do you know that American Airlines said that they would accept a miniature horse as a comfort animal?
Oh, dear God, I did hear that. Can you imagine?
I can't.
Sitting next to a miniature horse plane.
Yeah.
Keep your feet off the floor.
Yeah, the old, hey, buddy, you're leaned back too far. And the horse is like, what? Hey. Yeah. Oh, jeez. That is.
I just want to say on the record here that I only wore that outfit because I was going to a party.
But, sure. But inquiring minds want to know, were you the front or the back?
Yeah. My pony wants some whiskey.
So we're closing the show on a high note again about nothing. I got it.
I should have played that song going out, the one about it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Is it too late, Ashley? It seems so appropriate now all of a sudden.
My pony drinks whiskey. That's what you have to demand that.
Well, thank you
very much.
Oh, man, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys coming on. It was a great show.
We did.
A lot of good information.
And just want people to know that we'll have a commercial-free archive of this up this afternoon, but here just shortly we'll have the whole thing. So if you missed the beginning or whatever, we'll have that up there for you. It doesn't cost you anything to listen except time. And we hope you will tell a friend because they're not hearing this out in the big world. Thanks very much. We will chat with you guys on another day.
All right. Happy birthday.
Have a great Sunday.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Pull me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane.
It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?